Title: Long Note Subs with Movement Beginner. All right, let's build a drum and bass sub that can hold long notes and still feel alive. Because here's the problem. In DNB, a long, steady sub can sound massive, but it can also feel like a flat line. Static, like it's just sitting there. The trick is, keep the actual sub simple and stable and put all the motion in a separate layer that lives above it. That way you get movement that translates on big systems and small speakers without wrecking your low end. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a two-layer bass, one clean mono sub doing long notes and one movement layer that adds harmonics, filter motion, and groove. And we'll carve space for the kick with an easy side chain setup. Let's jump in. First, quick project setup. Set your tempo somewhere in the classic DNB range, 172 to 176 BPM. I'll sit at 174. Make two groups in your session, one called drums and one called bass. We'll put both bass layers inside bass so it's easy to control. If you already have a drum loop, perfect. If not, just make a basic grid, kick on 1 and 3, snare on 2 and 4. That's enough for this lesson. We mainly want a kick and snare to feel how the bass sits. Now, step 1. Create the sub. Make a new MIDI track and load operator. We're going super clean. In operator, use oscillator as a sine wave. Turn off oscillators B, C, and D. Pull the level down a bit, around minus 12 dB, just to give yourself headroom. Long notes can trick you into pushing too loud, because they don't have that punchy transient, but they can still eat all your headroom. Now make it mono. Go to operator's global settings, set voices to 1. Turn legato on. Add a tiny bit of glide if you want, but keep it subtle for long notes. Something like 30 to 80 milliseconds. Optional, but it can make note changes feel smoother. Now the amp envelope. This matters because clicks on a signed sub are brutal. Set attack around 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay at 0. Sustain at 0 dB. Release somewhere around 80 to 200 milliseconds. The release gives you a musical tail and helps prevent clicking when notes end. At this moment, you should have the most boring sound in the world. That's good. A boring sub is usually a good sub. Step 2. Write the long note pattern. Create a 4 or 8 bar MIDI clip. Set your grid to 1/8 or 1/16 depending on how detailed you like to work, but we're writing long notes, so don't overthink the grid. Write notes that hold for 1 to 2 bars each. Keep them in a sensible sub-register, usually somewhere around E1 to G1 as a starting zone, depending on the key. If it feels too buzzy or you're not getting weight, drop an octave. If you want a quick example, try F for a bar, then EB for a bar, then F held for 2 bars, or for a darker vibe, F to DB to EB and back to F. The exact notes are less important than the concept. Long-held fundamentals, not a busy riff. Now step 3. Make the sub mono and safe. On the sub track, add EQ8 and utility. On EQ8, generally, don't high-pass your sub. People do it automatically, and it can remove the exact thing you're trying to build. Only cut if you have a specific problem, like uncontrollable rumble. If anything, you might do a tiny dip if one note feels boomy in your room, but keep it subtle. Then put utility after EQ8 and set width to 0%. That's your mono lock. Adjust utility gain so the sub hits strong but doesn't clip. A useful target, while you're building, is keeping the sub peaking somewhere like minus 12 to minus 6 dBFS before any heavy group processing. You can always lift it later in context. Cool! At this point, you've got a solid sub that's probably a little too steady. So now we add movement, but we do it the smart way. Step 4. Duplicate into a movement layer. Duplicate the sub MIDI track. Rename the original SUB clean and the duplicate bass movement mids. The reason we duplicate is simple. Both layers play the same musical part, so they feel glued together. But they'll occupy different frequency jobs. Now step 5. Build the movement chain using stock devices. On the movement track, first add saturator. Choose a mode like analog clip as a starting point. Set drive around 2 to 6 dB. Then level match with the output so you're not fooled by loudness. The goal is harmonics, not just louder. This is the layer that makes the bass audible on laptop speakers and phones, because a pure sine sub disappears there. Next, add auto filter. This is your movement engine. Set it to a low pass filter, 24 dB if you want it more dramatic, or 12 dB if you want smoother. Start the cutoff somewhere around 200 to 800 Hz. Set resonance low, like 5 to 15%. If resonance starts whistling, back it off. Whistles fight vocals, leads, and even snare brightness. Turn on the LFO inside auto filter. Sync it to tempo. Try 1/4 or 1/8. Use a sine waveform for smooth motion. and keep the LFO amount small at first, like 5 to 20%. You want a live, not wobble bass just took over the track. Now, crucial step. After the auto filter, add EQ8 and high pass the movement layer at about 80 to 120 Hz. If you're unsure, start at 100 Hz. This is what keeps the clean sub in charge below that point. The movement layer should not be competing in the true sub range. Then add utility for stereo control. If you want width, you can go around 80 to 120%, but be careful. Don't widen anything that still has deep lows. That's why we high passed first. If your bass falls apart in mono, your movement layer is either too wide or too low. Now you've got the architecture, stable mono sub, moving harmonics on top. Step 6. Add groove movement with automation. This is where long notes become musical without adding extra notes. First, automate the auto filter cutoff on the movement layer across time. In arrangement view, draw a slow opening over 4 to 8 bars. For example, start around 250 Hz and gradually open up toward 1.2 kHz. That makes the bass feel like it's evolving, which is a huge part of roller energy. Also automate the LFO amount. Keep it lower in a verse section, then increase it slightly in transitions or builds. That tiny change reads as the track is lifting. Optional but nice, add tiny pitch life on the movement layer only. You can automate operators fine-tune a little, like plus or minus 5 to 15 cents over several bars. Keep it slow. If it starts sounding seasick, stop. Another safer option is a very gentle chorus ensemble on the movement layer at a low mix, like 5 to 15%, since we already cut the lows out of it. Now, a teacher tip that makes long notes groove harder: make the bass breathe with the snare. You can slightly shorten note ends or reduce release right before snare hits, so there's a tiny pocket of space. Even though the note is long, that micro breath makes it feel like it's playing with the drums. And another slick trick: if the sub is perfectly locked but the movement feels too stiff, nudge only the movement layer slightly late using track delay, like plus 5 to plus 15 milliseconds. The sub stays solid and punchy, but the harmonics feel looser and more human. Super subtle, but it works. Step 7. Give the kick space with sidechain. Add a compressor on the bass group, or you can put it on just the movement layer if you want the sub to stay more constant. For a beginner-friendly approach, put it on the bass group so the kick always has room. Turn on sidechain, select your kick track as the input. Set ratio around 3:1 to 6:1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction when the kick hits. Listen to the groove. If it's pumping too hard, ease off the threshold or ratio, or lengthen the release for a smoother roll. And again, staging reminder here. After sidechain, recheck your bass level. Ducking can trick you into turning the bass up way too far. If you compensate too much, you'll end up with a bass that's always fighting the mix. Step 8. Make it feel like real DNB with a simple arrangement. Try a 16-bar idea. Bars 1 to 8. Sub plays the long notes. Movement layer is darker. Keep the filter cutoff lower, and keep the LFO amount minimal. Bars 9 to 12. Build energy. Slowly open the filter cutoff, and raise the LFO amount just a bit. Bars 13 to 16. Full drop feel. Movement layer is brighter. If you want extra excitement, automate a tiny increase in saturator drive during these bars. For a jungle-ish bounce trick, add very short mutes right before snares, like a 1/16 gap, but do it only on the movement layer. That keeps the sub weight continuous while the audible harmonics dance with the drums. Now, quick common mistakes to avoid. Number 1. Moving the sub too much. If your sub is being filtered or widened or heavily modulated, your low end will feel inconsistent and hard to mix. Keep motion on the mids layer. Number 2. Stereo sub. Always mono your sub with utility and at 0% width. Number 3. Too much filter resonance. If it whistles, it's not character, it's conflict. Number 4. Over-distorting the movement layer. Distortion should add harmonics and audibility, not flatten your groove. Level match often. Number 5. Sidechain pumping too hard. DNB can pump, but for this long note style, you usually want controlled breathing, not a bass that disappears. Now, a quick reality check routine I want you to get used to. Temporarily put utility on your master and hit mono. If your bass presence collapses, the movement layer is too wide or too low, fix it by narrowing the width or raising that high pass on the movement layer. Then solo just sub clean. Make sure it's stable. If it feels like the sub is moving even though you didn't automate it, you might be processing the whole bass group too aggressively, or your sidechain is overdoing it. Also, pick subnodes that translate. Many systems struggle below about 40 to 45 HC. So if you're writing super low roots, consider spending more time around F1 to G1 region depending on the key and vibe, then let the movement layer. Suggest extra weight through harmonics. Alright, mini practice exercise. Set a timer for 15 minutes. Make an 8-bar loop at 174 BPM with a basic DNB beat. Program 3 long sub notes, each lasting 2 bars. Duplicate into your movement layer. On the movement layer, add saturator with drive around 4 dB. Add auto filter, low pass 24 dB. LFO rate 1/8, small amount. Then EQ 8 high pass at 100 HC. Automate the auto filter cutoff so it opens up over bars 5 to 8. Add sidechain from the kick and aim for about 3 dB of gain reduction. Then bounce it and listen on headphones and something small like phone or laptop speakers. The goal is, even when the real sub fundamental isn't reproduced, you still perceive the baseline, because the movement layer is doing its job. Let's recap the core concept. A powerful long note DNB sub is simple and stable. Operator sign, mono, minimal processing. Movement comes from a separate harmonic layer, saturation, filter LFO, and automation over phrases. Protect the low end by high passing the movement layer, keeping the sub mono, and using tasteful sidechain. And finally, arrangement automation is what makes long notes feel alive over 8, 16, or 32 bars. If you tell me your track key and the vibe you're going for, like liquid roller, techie, jungle, or darker minimal, I can suggest a specific 8-bar note pattern and a simple filter automation plan that fits it.